this edition of this special 9 for 9, a reflection on Shabbos Chazon, which we'll have tomorrow, a very singular day over the course of the entire calendar of Shabbatot. The Rama very famously quotes a minhag that people would dress in big day chol on Shabbos, normally a very significant breach of the spirit of Shabbos, and certainly contravening the general practice not to have mourning in public on Shabbos. Of course, unlike Yontif, which causes mourning practices to cease, Shabbos is compatible with Avelos, with mourning, but only mourning in private that doesn't impact the general quality of Shabbos in the community overall. But when it comes to what we call Avelos Yeshana, national mourning for the destruction of the Batei Mikdash and the destruction of the first and second Jewish Commonwealth, and so many of the other tragic events of Tisha B'Av, Yom Shvichbulu Botzaros. So the idea seems to be, even though this is not our practice anymore, that perhaps it would not really compromise this notion of not mourning in public and impacting the community, because it's not an individual's mourning per se, but a community's mourning. The entire Jewish people are in mourning, and therefore, again, even if it's not our practice anymore, the very fact that such a minhag is on record to wear a weekday clothes on Shabbos tells you so much that you need to know. Of course, Shabbos Chazon gets its name from the very first chapter, the opening of the Navi Yeshayo, Chazon Yeshayo ben Amot, Asher Chazal, Yudav Yerushalayim, Bimei Uziyo, Yotam, Achazi, Chizkiyahu, Malchei Yehuda, the opening vision of Yeshayo, which is perhaps the most trenchant critique of the Jewish people that we have anywhere in Tanakh. And we remember the Talmud in Masech Megillah tells us that the only nevuos that were written down, the only prophecies that were recorded for posterity, were those that had perpetual resonance. Nevua ha-nitzrach al-doros nechtava, v'she'ena nitzrach al-doros ena nechtava. It was only those prophecies that were relevant in every generation that were written down. And so, of course, behooves us to pay special attention to Yeshayahu's message. And Yeshayahu's message can effectively be summed up in the words that he uses to describe the Jewish people. He calls us by names that have special meaning for us, and of course grab our attention right away. Kistom hayinu lamora daminu. Shimudvar Hashem k'tzinei Sdom hazinu tarat elokeinu. Amora. By comparing us to Sodom and Amorah, which merited complete destruction, the message is clear. We know what Sodom and Amorah stood for: a complete absence of any mishpat, of any sense of justice, and of any sense of tzedakah, of charity. That lack of charitability is, of course, recorded in the Chumash itself. We remember when the Orchim, they happened to be angels, but the would-be guests came to visit Lot, and they were treated in the most brutal fashion, and the only thing that saved them was, of course, the fact that they were angels. This total lack of chesed, this lack of tzedakah, is also recorded by the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which says, Shali, shali, v'shalcha, shalcha. Somebody will say, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. According to one view in that Mishnah, zomi das dom. It's a form of evil to have a society that doesn't have any tzedakah. And by contrast, the Rambam says, Read me olam lo ra'inu v'lo shamanu. We never heard of a Jewish community she'ein lahem kupa shel tzedakah. It's a defining attribute of the Jewish people, who are, of course, our rachmanim and gomle chasadim, who make chesed and compassion their calling card, their very national identity. And so that's at the level of the absence of chesed. But it even goes further than that. The absence of mishpat, of basic law in Sodom, is something that the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin speaks about in such a profound way. It says that in Sodom, if somebody would assault, it would be assault and battery against an individual, and the person would bleed from it, so the person who was assaulted would have to pay the individual who assaulted him for a medical procedure, for bloodletting. In a situation in Sodom where somebody else violently caused another person's wife to miscarry, their notion of midah keneged midah, of justice, was that, okay, well, if you caused this woman to lose her pregnancy, so you should get her pregnant now. And so it was a society that was immoral in the highest sense of the term. There was no tzedek, there was no mishpat. Of course, it was the very antithesis of Avraham Avinu. Avraham was known for his insistence on tzedakah and mishpat. In fact, when Hashem mentions in the Torah, in Parshas Vayera, that he needs to inform Avraham about the destruction of Sodom and Amorah, he says, well, Avraham earned it. Ki yada'ativ I know Avram is singular. He's unique. He's unparalleled in his commitment. Because he makes it the foundation of his home and of his household, of his educational message, of his moral, spiritual, and ethical message. That he's taught not only of monotheism, but that the Derech Hashem is tzedakah u'mishpat, is charitability, and is righteousness and justice. And indeed, that is the message of Shabbos Chazon, that we have to rediscover our roots of Avram and not behave like the spiritual antagonists of Avram, who merited destruction, Sodom and Amorah. Indeed, that is where Yeshayahu ends his message, Sion v'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha v'tzedakah, that the road to Geula, the road to redemption and salvation, runs through our re-identification, our rediscovery of the themes of tzedakah and mishpat, that is to say, looking exactly where Yeshayahu tells us, in fact, later in the Sefer, to look, habitu el Avraham avichem v'el Sarah imchem, to look to our foundations and to reconnect with these cardinal virtues of tzedakah, of charitability, of kindness, and mishpat, of basic commitment to justice and righteousness. That is the road to Yeshua, and so only appropriate that we read it Shabbos Chazon during the national period of mourning, because we understand that the road to redemption, the road out of this valley of mourning, of course, runs through the virtues of tzedakah and mishpat. Now, of course, this is relevant on an annual basis, and it's equally relevant to remind ourselves that Yeshayahu tells us that absent these basic virtues, this basic virtue ethic, a basic moral commitment, a basic way of living that's honest and with integrity, so our ritual practices are not significant. God says to us that our korbanos, our ritual offerings, become abominable to Him. Lamali rov zivchechem Yomar Hashem. Gam ki tarbu tefila in ani shomea. Even in the modern age, our prayer becomes completely anathema in a situation of Yedechem damim malayu, in a situation where we have blood proverbially on our hands, when we're not treating each other with the requisite amount of kindness and concern and solicitousness and compassion. And again, that's relevant on an annual basis as well. But perhaps during this a unique year and experience that we're having, these messages resonate in an even deeper and more incisive fashion. Because we know that the essence of our response to the situation that we're in is, of course, has to be to really go through a profound transformation in our thinking, from simply thinking about what's good for us and maybe our immediate family, to a more communitarian way of living. We know, and it's been demonstrated so many times over, that we have each other's fates very much in our hands in terms of how we behave when we're around other people, when we're not around other people, and that we could do so much, more than we've ever done for other people, by shifting to a more communitarian way of life, by conducting ourselves in certain ways, by making certain sacrifices. Our community and our immediate area is in, it's almost like living in a completely different country than people in other parts of the nation that are suffering so much right now. People in the land of Israel, who are on our minds all the time, suffering so much right now. It's because people, to their great credit, have adopted a communitarian way of thinking about the world, and not only thinking in terms of what's good for me, but really integrating and internalizing the message of Shabbos Chazon. We have to continue, of course, to operate on this basis so that we can keep our entire community safe. Just as Yeshayahu says, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzedakah, that the road to Geula, and the Rambam says this is no allegory, this is the halacha, that tzedakah and mishpat will lead the Jewish people to redemption, and Yisrael nigal nela b'tzedakah. So the same thing is true for us, not only in an eschatological sense, but in a very immediate sense as well. The road towards safety and towards the very present redemption of our community runs through keeping in mind the basic ethical principles about which Yeshayahu spoke so passionately, to which he gave such unique voice, of tzedakah and mishpat, of thinking not only in terms of what's good for me, but what's good for the people around me, what's necessary for my community as well. And if we can think of those terms, the terminology of Avraham Avinu, Leman Asher Yitzaves, Banav Es Beso Acharav, Rishamu Derech Hashem, Lasos Tzedakah Umishpat, to act with integrity, to act with justice and righteousness and kindness and compassion for all those around us, God willing, we can continue to experience, thank God, relatively speaking, the sense of security that we've merited with the help of God and with the help of all of the incredible actions of the members of our community who deserve all the praise in the world. And may we continue to do all that is necessary for us to do until one day we're able to look back on this time and to say, indeed, we conducted ourselves in a way that honored the sacred traditions going all the way back to Abraham, to Sarah, to the very foundations of our people. May it be a meaningful Shabbos Chazon, and may we have a unique perspective on Shabbos Chazon during this year.